From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities in Texas are in the middle of a manhunt for the suspect who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy last night.
We are actively searching for this suspect as right now. I can tell you that with diligence and justice, this suspect will be caught and he will be brought to justice.
An emotional Harris County Deputy Thomas Gilliland talking about the search for the man who killed fellow Deputy Darren Goforth. Goforth was pumping gas into his patrol vehicle in suburban Houston when he was shot multiple times by a man who approached him from behind. Police in Thailand say they have arrested a suspect in last week's deadly bombing at a shrine in Bangkok. Authorities say the suspect is a foreigner and a possible bomb-making materials were found in his apartment. Tourists and residents in Hawaii can go back in the water. Two famous beaches were closed this week because of stormwater runoff and sewage spills. But as Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, concerns are now turning to a pair of hurricanes approaching the islands.
Hurricane Ignacio is slowly making its way toward Hawaii. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to reach waters close to the island chain early next week. The current track of the storm takes it just north of the islands, but forecasters warn that is subject to change. Even if it stays offshore, the islands can expect high surf and the potential for heavy wind and rain. Hurricane Ximena is not far behind, making its way through the eastern Pacific. Much of the state is still drying out from the torrential rain and flooding of Tropical Storm Kilo. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
Officials in Florida are warning the public to prepare for intense rain from Tropical Storm Erica. But the National Hurricane Center in Miami says that Erica could weaken enough to make the possibility that no watches or warnings will be required. The storm has soaked Haiti and left at least 20 people dead on the island of Dominica. Today marks 10 years since Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Katrina turned out to be the costliest storm in U.S. history. 1,800 people were killed and thousands lost their homes and businesses. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the recovery efforts.
Katrina made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, wiping out entire towns. The massive storm caused destruction from Alabama to Louisiana. When the federal levees failed, New Orleans was inundated, and many feared it may never recover. Much of the city is back now, but the recovery has been uneven, says local resident Elaine Natt.
We are a resilient people. Some are celebrating the fact that, hey, we've bounced back somewhat in 10 years. But some people are still hurting. They're suffering.
City officials will lay a wreath at the Katrina Memorial today, where 100 unclaimed or unidentified storm victims are interred. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, New Orleans.
And you're listening to NPR News. Two of the three Al Jazeera journalists sentenced to 3 years in prison by a court in Egypt today are back in custody. Mohamed Fahmy, a Canadian national who has given up his Egyptian citizenship, and Bahir Mohamed, an Egyptian producer, were released on bail back in February after Australian Peter Gresta was deported. The two were in court when the verdict in their retrial was read today. The case against them has been condemned by press freedom and human rights activists. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the week with a small loss, while the S&P 500 posted a modest gain, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.3%. That's a far cry from where things stood on Monday. Steve Bechter of Market News International recaps a week in stocks.
It was a tumultuous, at times scary week. After plunging roughly 6% the prior week on fears of a Chinese slowdown, investors seemed doomed to suffer further heavy losses. The Dow was off 1,000 points at one stage Monday. The sell-off continued Tuesday, but over the next 2 days, share prices bounced back sharply thanks to strong U.S. economic numbers, hence the Federal Reserve may delay interest rate hikes, higher oil prices, and market-supporting measures in Beijing. For the week, the Dow is up more than 1%, and the S&P 0.9%. The NASDAQ gained 2.2%. For NPR News, I am Steve Bechner.
A big crowd expected for today's Little League World Series game in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. One of the teams is from Lewisberry, Pennsylvania, just a 2-hour drive away. Today's winners will play for the title tomorrow. This is NPR.